Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Georgie.
Hi Feifei, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What about you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Now, in this programme, we're looking at the idiom clutch at straws. Ever heard of this one, Feifei?
Yes, I have. It's actually quite common. So the verb clutch means to hold something tightly with your hands. And straws, Georgie, are we talking about the long hollow tubes we use to drink things?
No. This idiom comes from an old proverb where straws is actually a thin plant that grows near a river. If you're clutching at straws, you're trying to save yourself from drowning in the river.
I didn't know that. But that helps us to understand its metaphorical meaning. We use clutch at straws when someone is trying to improve a difficult situation, using methods that are a bit desperate and don't seem likely to work. Let's hear some examples.
I was doing a marathon and I needed some people to sponsor me. But no one was giving me money, so I was really clutching at straws and I had to go to my neighbour instead.
So in my French class, we had to give a presentation on something interesting and everyone had really good ideas and I couldn't think of anything. So I was really clutching at straws.
It was one day before Christmas Eve and I had nothing in my fridge. In the end, I had to serve everyone with beans on toast. I was really clutching at straws there.
So, we've heard examples of people trying to fix a situation by doing something desperate or extreme. But we also often use it when people say things that are a bit desperate, usually during an argument. If their reasons for something are weak and a bit desperate, we can say they are clutching at straws.
Yes, and Feifei, I know I've only been at work for an hour and I haven't done much, but I already need a break. Do you think I deserve one?
I think you're clutching at straws a bit there, Georgie. Here is another example. My son ate all his vegetables at dinner last night, and afterwards, he asked me whether he could delay his bedtime till midnight.
Oh, it does sound like he was clutching at straws, but it was worth a try.
Okay, let's recap. We've learned clutch at straws, which means try to improve a difficult situation by any means necessary, even if they're unlikely to work.
Remember to check out our website, bbclearningenglish.com, for more resources to help you improve your English. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.